Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Plans by thousands of people in Ireland hoping to work or study in the United States may have been thrown into disarray by new restrictions. The US State Department is conducting background checks that will include investigating social media posts of applicants. Kate Carlin reports.
US embassies, including Ireland, received a directive from the US State Department instructing them to halt student or exchange visitor visa appointments such as F, M and J visa programs until further guidance is issued. Around 5,000 students in Ireland avail of the J1 visa program every summer. Most of those who've gone through the application process for this year will not be affected, while those who've already scheduled their embassy interviews will also be exempt from the pause. However, those applying in the coming days may experience a delay. The move comes as the US State Department expands social media vetting of foreign students. Trump administration officials have said student visa and green card holders are subject to deportation over their support for Palestinians and criticism of Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza, calling their actions a threat to US foreign policy and accusing them of being pro-Hamas.
A report today gives details of how long it takes for patients to be transferred from emergency departments to intensive care units. A separate report by the Economic and Social Research Institute says that the number of inpatient beds in Ireland's hospitals will need to increase by at least 40% by 2040 if the state is to keep up with the demands of an increasing and ageing population. Andrew Lowth reports.
The National Office of Clinical Audit in its annual report from 2023 says just one third of patients were admitted to intensive care from emergency departments and wards within 1 hour of decision to admit, with 87% admitted within 4 hours. The audit, which is based on data collected from intensive care and high dependency units across 25 hospitals, found the average occupancy rate stood at 95%, well above the recommended 85%. Meanwhile, the ESRI in research for the Department of Health has projected the number of inpatient beds in acute hospitals will need to increase by between 4,400 and 6,800 by the year 2040. It projects over the next 15 years a population increase from 5.3 million to between 5.9 million and 6.3 million. Currently, one in seven people are over the age of 65, which the ESRI forecasts will increase to one in five by 2040.
The Health Research Board has said there was a record high level of people being treated for drug problems last year. The board said there were almost 13,300 cases in 2024, an increase of almost 200 on the previous year. The drug that gave the most cases of treatment was alcohol, followed by cocaine. The Environmental Protection Agency has said Ireland has gone backwards in its attempt to reduce carbon emissions. A report by the agency said this had happened because of slow progress on many fronts, including onshore wind, offshore wind and electric vehicles. The agency's Director General, Laura Burke, said the focus must now shift from policy aspiration to practical implementation. TDs will vote tonight on a Sinn Féin bill which seeks to prevent the central bank from having any involvement with Israeli bonds. The government has indicated it will oppose the proposal in part for legal reasons. Last night, a debate on the issue was interrupted after around 40 people were cleared from the public gallery. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue told the Dáil last night that the government could not support the Sinn Féin legislation as he'd been advised that such a measure would be inconsistent with EU law and therefore subject to legal challenge. He said opposition deputies had claimed that the central bank was trading, selling and dealing in Israeli bonds, but the regulator's sole function was a technical assessment of the bond's prospectus. When he took a seat, several visitors in the public gallery shouted shame and disgrace at him, while others sang Free, Free Palestine. After they were rejected, the Sinn Féin bill was supported by Labour, the Social Democrats and some independent TDs. In his closing remarks, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty said legal advice from the Oireachtas Office of Parliamentary Legal Advisers indicated that the bill was compliant with the Constitution, EU law and international law. He contended his bill would prevent the Irish Central Bank from approving the Israeli bond prospectus and Israel would therefore be obliged to apply to another EU member state to conduct such business. Deputy Doherty also strongly criticised the coalition for not allowing the bill to go to committee stage.
Ishke Aaron will tell TDs and senators today that it requires an additional €2 billion to deliver the water services needed to reach the government housing targets. Executives from the Water Services Utility are appearing before the Oireachtas Committee on Infrastructure and National Development Plan Delivery today. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers. Cloud will thicken from the southwest this afternoon. Outbreaks of rain will extend northeastwards over the country this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.